Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, August 19th. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, Google slashes pricing for cloud computing, AppNexus secures more funding, and Twitter annoys users with another experiment. Those stories and more coming up, but first, Sprint is diving into the wireless industry's price war. WSJD.com reports the carrier will offer new data-heavy family plans starting Friday. After losing millions of customers in recent years, Sprint replaced its top exec last week and dropped its pursuit of T-Mobile to instead focus on launching more disruptive pricing. The new plan will match those offered by market leaders Verizon and AT&T, but with twice the data. And signing up by September 30th will drop the price to just $100 a month through 2015 and cover up to 10 lines. Sprint also says it'll cover up to $350 of the cost of switching carriers and throw in an extra 2 gigabytes of data per line. Google is reworking its business strategy for the mobile world. WSJ's Rolf Winkler says it used to be a portal to get you to other links. Now it wants to keep you on Google pages with a lot of its own content and services.
We're talking about reviews, we're talking about photos, we're talking about widgets to book hotel rooms and flights, we're talking about answer boxes that will tell you everything from where the Empire State Building is to signs of diabetes or appendicitis to any number of examples of different. What they're doing effectively is providing answers to you instead of a link to somewhere else that would normally provide you the answer.
Rolf says Google is trying to save people clicks, especially on mobile devices where it can be a little bit trickier for consumers working on a small screen. In other Google news, the search giant wants to win more cloud computing customers from Amazon, so it's slashing prices and rolling out new features. One, Mesosphere, lets users run data centers or remote sets of cloud computers as one large machine. The technology aims to help developers get their own apps running at large scale quickly on Google's cloud platform. Ad technology company AppNexus has accepted a $60 million investment from a Boston-based public equity and asset management firm. AppNexus now has raised a total of $200 million, and the latest round of funding values it at $1.2 billion. It could raise another $40 million from additional investors. As we continue, Facebook looks to identify satire.
As the owner of a delivery company, I have to be in constant contact with my drivers, the warehouse, and my customers. Between scheduling appointments, using GPS, and tracking orders on our smartphones and tablets, we were going way over our data limit every month. That's why I switched to T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business Plan. My company gets all the data we need without worrying about unpredictable overage charges. Switch to T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/business.
Limited time only, subject to change.
Cybersecurity startup Guardicore raised $11 million in Series A funding. The Tel Aviv-based company develops cybersecurity solutions for data centers. Its product reroutes malicious traffic into a monitored server, where it provides insights into the nature of the attack. Twitter is running another experiment. Users began noticing favorited tweets from the people they follow in their timeline. Normally, users would have to search the microblogging site for this activity. Some users of the social network were agitated by the experiment. Meanwhile, Twitter reported that there have been over 7.8 million tweets mentioning the hashtag Ferguson since August 9th. Related to the shooting death of Michael Brown and the subsequent protests. The conversation about the incident peaked on August 13th when more than 4,400 tweets per minute were sent with the hashtag Ferguson. Finally today, Facebook is testing a new satire tag for stories that appear in your news feed from parody websites like The Onion. The move is in response to feedback it's received from people who have been fooled by these satirical stories. For example, 2 years ago, The Onion ran a story that North Korea's Kim Jong-un was named the sexiest man alive, which was later picked up by the official newspaper of the Chinese Communist Party. Remember to check the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.